Welcome to the continuing series of podcast interviews with authors and illustrators. Today's author is Jerry Wilson, whose new book, Waiting for Coyote's Call, a memoir from the Missouri River Bluff, will be out later this year. Well, Jerry, thanks very much for doing this podcast interview with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. If you'd like to just tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you want to be a writer, that would be great.
Well, I didn't really set out to be a writer. I didn't envision myself as a writer. I was a teacher and professor for nearly 30 years, but over those years I sort of gradually realized that I was able to express myself in print and that to do so was a good thing. And I, over the years, moved from literary essays to writing short fiction, and then in early 90s, I got the idea of taking a long trip down the Pan-American Highway from Canada to Panama and doing my first book, which is American Artery, and that was so much fun, I decided, well, maybe I can do this, and began to work on another book.
How would you describe Waiting for Coyote's Call? What's your kind of, how would you see it?
Well, it's really a book about my lifelong search for my place in the natural world. Learning my responsibilities to understand its wonders and to help sustain the ecosystem of which we are part. This really, I mean, in the book I at times go clear back to my earliest memories and my early realization that I was most alive in nature.
Yeah.
And it's always been very important to me, so it's been a thing that's been evolving for
certainly. So it really, you see it as a memoir.
Yes. It's a memoir which I wanted to be far-ranging and to reach out to encompass many ecological issues that are of a broader nature beyond my own experience here in South Dakota and really global issues as well.
When listeners get a chance to read your book, they'll see that you refer to Thoreau and Leopold and these kind of classic writers in this area. Were they a heavy influence on you?
Well, yes. I read Thoreau in college, like a lot of people do, and it was a very meaningful book to me. And I subsequently sort of stumbled on to other environmental writers, and I've never been a real systematic writer, reader like many of my friends are. I just sort of stumble from one thing to another. But I gradually realized how many good environmental works there are out there. And yeah, they've been heavily influential in my ideas as well as sort of my sense of my place in the natural world.
So they've helped almost, in a way, focus some of your thoughts. And you know, they had their own take on green issues, as we would call them now, perhaps. There's a current focus on the same ideas. Did any of that help you or push you towards putting all this down in type?
Well, yes. And, you know, the search for environmental sustainability has been central to my life for decades. But I do think that I've attempted to learn from both nature and from other writers and thinkers and just some conversations. And I really think that this is a good time for this book to come out because I think that people everywhere are realizing that the planet is at peril, that we're all responsible for its care.
Yeah, that certainly comes through. And I think, as you say, it's a perfect time for it. Now, another thing that comes through very clearly when you read your book is you have such a wonderful recollection of events that happened, that have happened throughout your life. Now, mainly your book focuses on the last 25 to 30 years, but as you say, you know, you do go back a bit further than that. Now, obviously, when you were a child, you had no idea you were going to write these things down later. But later on, did you start to think, maybe I will write about this later? And then did you make, you know, did you start to almost note things down, or was it just literally that you have this fantastic memory for...
Well, no, I do not have a fantastic memory. As a matter of fact, for at least 25 years, I've carried a journal everywhere I go. And I don't know whether my memory is actually getting worse. I don't know if that's because I'm dependent upon writing things in my journal, or whether it's the other way around. I have to write things in my journal because I don't want to try to remember things, the minutiae of daily life. But the things that are important to me, I have been recording for at least 25 years. For example, I keep track of precipitation and natural events and bird sightings and on and on. The process of actually beginning to convert some of these journal entries and other recollections and notes into the book began evolving 5 or 6 years ago, I guess. Mm. But yes, much of the book really came from my journal.
Okay. Yeah. The last chapter gives you a sample of those diary journal entries. This is probably a hard question in some ways, but given that you've spent your life in a sense not working towards this book, obviously, but you know, building up in, so that you could have this book. But what did you enjoy most about the writing of it?
Well, I think you know, writing is always hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Once I sit down at the computer or with the journal or whatever and begin writing, I always fall into that as an enjoyable venture. But what I really enjoyed most about writing the book was living it.
Mm.
And even as the book evolved, I was investing hours every day working and living in the natural world, whether it was working on my prairie restoration project or some habitat restoration projects, those sorts of things. But I do find nature to be my most enjoyable research place. You know, it's necessary to do library research and to read, learn from other people, but learning directly from nature is really my most enjoyable time spent.
So conversely, what's the hardest aspect of writing your book?
Well, I think the hardest aspect of all writing, at least for me, is the painstaking research that's necessary, the library work, fact-checking that are necessary to try to get things right. I'm painfully aware that my memories aren't always the same as other people. I may misremember, as we all do. I have a lot of impressions that I think are fact, and when I go to check them out, I have to alter my perspective sometimes. And so, you know, I think that the hardest aspect is the painstaking work of trying to be sure that things are accurate and that the ideas will be logical and comprehensible.